Walks alongside me, another striker, but a striker who's been out injured of late, and that is Danny Reid. Welcome against the Coventry Bucks, Danny. How is the injury, first of all, then, from your point of view? It's an ankle injury, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah, it's getting better day by day, and hopefully, at the moment, I'm just getting my fitness back up by doing extra training, whatever, doing a bit of running, so I'm going to get back to play with the team and get
the place. Well, here come the two sets of players. Rapturous applause around Field Mill. The exact support is delighted to welcome back their manager, Billy Dearden, and also their chance to see Chris Tovenstein from Sweden, from Norway actually, but he is Swedish, in the January transfer window. And immediately, we'll be able to hear the very loud "How's them out?" chants around the West Ham. Certainly, no arguments at all about which side of the fence they stand on, the Mansfield Town supporters. Many of them way to the right, standing up and shouting down to the boardroom, which is positioned directly beneath the commentary position here in the West Stand. On the day that Hugh Haslam has appointed a new chairman, as I mentioned a little earlier, James Derry. There was talk that these chants will go on, they say, for the opening few minutes of the game to make their point known. I think they've certainly done that in these early stages. You're missing all the action, the ball's just gone out of play, far side. Do the players notice when you get supporters chanting things like that towards the chairman? We've seen all the banners and everything as well of late, Danny.
I would say when you're playing, your mind's on the game, you don't exactly think what the crowd. Obviously, if they're cheering you on, you think of that little chant like that, you have to buzz their mind, you have to get on with the game. So I wouldn't say so.
Yeah, because you've seen at away games that that's almost as many banners now as there are away supporters sometimes. There's certainly at Hereford there's a fair few out, and they seem to be increasing in number, and a second supporters group as well intent on getting Keith Haslam out of the football club. As I say, he has appointed a new chairman today, which would make you think that perhaps his immediate thoughts are more on the ongoing running of the football club rather than leaving. As we shall see. Here's Jake Buxton then inside his own half, winning a header up towards the halfway line. To the left, it's whipped in the left footed. Jason Wendy has to stay on his line. And there's the header, here's a chance, and it's crashed in! And Walsall have the lead. We'll just blast it in from only about 6 yards out after the goalkeeper decided not to come off his line. The defence were unable to clear it. And then it's Ian Roper up from defence, who's got it. And Roper just slotted it in from inside the 6 yard box. And with 9 minutes gone, Mansfield Town are a goal down. Ian Roper's the goal scorer. And was it scrappy, Danny, that wasn't it?
It wasn't good, obviously, they cleared the ball.
Walsall can now attack and continue to try and press for a second goal. There's Westwood down the right wing. It's a noisy Field Mill than I can remember in recent weeks. Reasons of shouting Haslam out at the start of the game, and now for the screams of yellows around the ground. Here's Chris Taylor, well covered by Simon Brown. Excellent ball over the top. Conlon to chase it. Conlon will score. The keeper saved it. Conlon should have scored. The keeper should have come off his line. He would have got there if he bothered, but he stayed back. And with Conlon bearing down on goal, he should have scored. It should be 1-1. And that's a bad miss by Barry Conlon, Danny.
Yeah, but I think it's a chance for the keeper's not come out, which makes it an awkward decision. Which usually the keeper would come out and be needed a lock over the keeper. So I think it's one that you're not used to at that kind of thing there. So
you certainly don't get one on ones with no defenders within what 10-12 yards of him.
No, but hopefully Barry keeps his head up now. Can't even kind of place the keeper's head up. We can get another chance later on. Put that one away.
Oh, there's the ball over the top of Dawson inside left channel. Great chance here. Low cross, Conlon! And Barry Conlon doesn't make any mistake from inside the 6 yard box. 13.5 minutes played at Field Mill, and it's 1-1, and it's a superb move down the left from the stag. Dawson getting it inside left channel. Left foot across, and Conlon stalled in front of the defender and knocked it into the top corner. That's plated in. It's 1-1, and what an extremely well-worked goal that was by Mansfield Town. Barry Conlon had his third goal in 3 games, and that was a superb move. Great move that. Great move back down the left, a well found, I think by Hamshaw, and Dawson's cross was superb, and that's 1-1. What a well worked goal that was, Danny.
Yeah,
great ball down the left, great play by Stephen Dawson, and now here's Griffith getting a challenge inside left channel. Conlon inside, here's Conlon again, cleared away.
cleared away by Chris Taylor, who was across defending, and Barry Collin almost in again, and the Stags are getting in behind this Walsall defence, the best defence in League 2 if you believe the league table, so it just comes you with ease.
And that's as well, but the noise here at Field Mill, which is once again picking up, as you can tell by the chant that has them out, continuing to echo around Field Mill, louder than I've heard in recent times. But, speaking with the new chairman, James Derry, before the game, he was saying how keen he was to try and increase the relationship, improve the relationship between supporters and boardroom, because clearly it's extremely strained, and he's got his first example of it in the boardroom at Mansfield Town today, sitting in front of us as he is, watching this game. He says he'll be at every game, home and away. The new chairman, Newcastle, away by Michael Dobson. Jellyman picks it up on the halfway line for Stags. Lifting it up, there's Johnny Mullins, good control, 25 yards out, Mullins, inside, on his left foot on here, well he's tried a shot, and he's not known for his shooting, Johnny Mullins, particularly with his left foot, and he goes a long way off target. And the, well, I don't think it is between playing the down. Only 7.5 minutes played on BBC Radio Nottingham. The Mansfield Town supporters vocal and their disregard for the Mansfield Town team executive and owner Keith Haslam. There's Jason White towards Simon Brown, right wing. The Walsall defence get it back in terms of their central defender, the number 24 Scott Dan, now to the right wing for Mark Wright. To the right back for Chris Westwood. Good ball down the right wing again for Wright. This ball forward is won by Buxton to delight. Takes it down the wing towards Gritton. Left edge of the box towards the byline. The big Scotsman. He's got support behind him from Jellyman. And Jellyman now trying to take on the defender. Instead he eventually goes back to Delaye. Delaye will chip it in. Oh, he tries to find Conlon. He ends up picking out where Conlon was and not where Conlon was running to. And it almost went out of play for a throwing far side, but it's picked up by a Walsall player and cleared only as far as Brown. Brown towards the edge of the area, chips it in, Griffin going in with the keeper, and the keeper's got the Griffin board, and the goal will be allowed, and Mansfield Town has the lead over the League Two leaders, and Martin Griffin has got his second goal in Mansfield Town colours, and the cross in from the right hand side should have been dealt with by Clayton in, but he just waited for it, and it was hanging. And Griffin won the header fairly. He didn't have to go in too strongly. And he got the header and then just tapped it over the line to make sure. It's Mansfield Town 2, Walsall 1. And finally, the clumsiness of the Walsall goalkeeper Clayton Ince has been penalised. And Stags have a deserved lead.
I think everybody just jumped in the way. And I said earlier on, the keeper could be one who could like focus on, and he's dropped it to his feet.
This is the first chance that Mansfield Town supporters have had to see the two news towards the West Ham. It's knocked to the ground by Craig Peden, and Hamshaw gets back and tries to defend his teammate. Dawson getting stuck in again, and Hamshaw will win it here for Mansfield, will he? Yes, he will. Still going. Three players around him. Hamshaw then tackled out of it. Forward towards Butler. Butler now to this right hand side for Westwood. Jellyman going in but loses it. And Westwood will carry it forward down the right wing, and then Hamshaw gets back to make a tackle, a sliding tackle, which is appreciated by the supporters in the West Stand. And so the noise levels pick up again inside Field Mill. The Mansfield Town supporters fully appreciative of the effort that their players are putting in today. They're putting in a great effort. And here's now Michael Dobson lifting one forward for Walsall as they search for an equaliser. They're getting back again with Dobson to his right hand side for Westwood. Westwood is faced by Jellyman looking to try and get around him, and Dawson's back there helping him out as well. That'll go out of play. Surely it's a goal kick. Yes, it is. But it's lucky when you're out there, Danny, and you're getting in those, both of those melees there. There's so many 50-50s all at once, and you hear the noise of the home team supporters. It must just spur you on.
Yes, it's through the next tackle, the next tackle, the next tackle. So I think that also gets the tempo up. You know, 3 or 4 minutes tackle by half. The tempo rises. Incredible.
Isn't it great to hear this noise inside Field Mill, also positively aimed towards the team? I mean, they've had their say about Keith Haslam, and, you know,
fair enough, as far as I'm concerned, and they've
voiced their opinions but how great just to hear them all cheering on the team so loudly. Now Simon Brown's going to be booked here. It wasn't a deliberate foul from Brown. With a minute of stoppage time played, we've got less than two to go now. And here comes Walsall at the other end. It's Sam inside the area. Goes past Jason White. He's wide. Sam pushes it back. Keith off the line. And off the line again by Jay Buxton.
Well, it hit Jay Buxton and then hit the goalkeeper Jason White because he was a yard in front of him and came back and hit Buxton again. And he had to clear it off the line twice with the Mansfield defender. Frantic, nervous moments at the end of this game. We've got about 90 seconds of stoppage time to play. And Walsall have a corner on the right-hand side. Whipped in, left-footed and headed away at the near post. And up towards Simon Brown. And Brown will give it to Dawson. And Mansfield coming forward in numbers looking for a third to kill out this game. Dawson down the left-hand side. He's got Balding ahead of him trying to stay onside. Dawson to Balding ahead of him. And will Balding just take it towards the corner flag? He will, and he'll be fouled in the process. We've only got a minute to go. And well, I wonder if that little moment of luck will be just exactly what Mansfield Town need. Here they take the free kick, Dawson to Balding. He'll just go into the corner flag.
And now the referee's not happy with something.
So there'll be a free kick for Walsall instead.
At that moment, you couldn't believe it. A shot from 6 yards down. It got past Jason White.
And Jay Buxton standing in the middle of the goal, on the goal line. It hit him. Hit White, hit Buxton again, and then on the line he just smashed it away. You just can't believe it. If you get moments like that, you perhaps begin to think that maybe it will be your day after all. 15 seconds to go, throwing down the left wing towards Griffith. He claims he's fouled, nothing given, throwing for Walsall, last throw of the dice for the Saddlers, the league leaders, who Mansfield are beating by 2-1, throwing down the right wing, Jellyman with a touch, then Buxton away, and then there goes the full-time whistle! And a great, great, fully deserved victory for Mansfield Town. They've beaten Walsall, the team at the top of League 2. They've inflicted only a third defeat of the season on Walsall